Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee.
What can I do for you today?
Well, today is the deadline for seniors to change their major.
Let me guess. You're a senior, you would like to change your major, and you haven't done so yet.
Well, yes. It's just that it's, well, a daunting task. I honestly don't know what to do.
Let me help you. What field of study did you initially take interest in?
Well, when I got into college, I thought I would study psychology, but I ended up choosing biology as my major. Not only that, but I'm now also interested in things like astronomy, public health, and ancient art history. Now I'm not so sure.
Okay. Then have you ever thought about combining your studies?
I've considered the possibility of linking health sciences with psychology and majoring in both, but it seems like too much of a commitment. Especially when I'm not even sure I'd like to do it.
Well, what is the appeal of these two areas of study?
What I like is that I could attend a class in health, and then attend a psychology class that discusses mental illness, and then later, as I think over what I've learned, I can make connections between the two. That's the only time I truly feel like I'm learning.
So, why health? And why psychology?
I guess they're both practical. I like studying health because I'm interested in how the body functions, and psychology because, well, I can learn about how the mind functions. But if I were to study just one, I would feel that my studies would be incomplete.
Well, then it looks as though you're onto something. Health and psychology. You can certainly do a lot with that.
Yes, but I'm also interested in so many other things. I feel so overwhelmed.
So, when was the last time you felt really intrigued by a subject?
Since the beginning of the semester. I'm currently taking an ancient art history class, and I love it.
There are two things you should consider. First, do you see yourself studying art history on a long-term basis? Also, think about how long you've been interested in both health sciences and psychology.
No, I suppose I don't see myself studying art history long-term. As for health and psychology, I've been thinking about both for a long time, actually. But I hadn't really considered majoring in both until now.
Well, let me remind you that what you decide today doesn't determine your future forever. Although you'd have to go through all the paperwork again, you do still have the option of changing your major a second time.
That's reassuring. I guess I will do both health and psychology. Something about it feels right. Thanks so much for the advice.
13. What are the speakers mainly discussing? According to the conversation, which fields does the student seem most interested in? Choose two answers. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
I guess they're both practical. I like studying health because I'm interested in how the body functions, and psychology because, well, I can learn about how the mind functions. But if I were to study just one, I would feel that my studies would be incomplete.
Well, then it looks as though you're onto something. Health and psychology. You can certainly do a lot with that.
What does the man imply when he says this?
You can certainly do a lot with that.
What can be inferred about the man's attitude toward the student's interest in art history? 17. What will the student probably do next?